Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I am excited. Amen. Praise God. We are at the end of the year. Amen. And God's grace is what's keeping us. Amen. Praise God. Kept us all year long. We might not have gotten the things that we wanted or did the things that we desired to do, but rest assured, when your eyes wake up, when you wake up on New Year's Day, you'll have an opportunity to accomplish what God has purposed in your life in the coming year. It's going to take grace. Amen. Praise God. It's going to take God's unmerited favor. Amen. Praise God. And it's going to take your faith to believe that God is who he said he is. Amen. By the testimonies and the works that he has done for us throughout the years. Our years are a reflection of the truth. The Bible says God cannot lie. And he's proven himself over and over and over again. There's not a moment that I don't enjoy knowing that my God, I literally thank him. I don't enjoy knowing that the enemy has done so much wickedness to us, but I enjoy the fact knowing that God, he is the one that literally kept us through it all. I enjoy the and I savor the moment of Christ. Amen. Praise God. I savor the moment of what he has done for me in my life. I want you to listen to an old song, praise God. And it's one to remember, it's one to reflect back on. Amen, praise God. And I just thank God for even the opportunity to play it today. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
Praise God. Amen. That's going to lead us on home. Amazing grace. As I said earlier, and I want to bring it to a greater clarification. It was not in one time, amen, that I did not enjoy anything, and even now in the future that the Savior has done and will do for me. The things that I didn't enjoy in my life was what Satan did to me. So that's a clarification and a greater understanding of what I was saying earlier. You know, Satan comes in and he's the thief that come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. And in many years of oppression and being made subject to wickedness many times, amen, in our lives, amen, praise God, we suffer to the point that, amen, it is so horrendous until we just don't want to live. We get sad. We get depressed. We don't enjoy the things that God has brought before us, amen, in the midst of that. But the Bible tells us in Hebrews 4 and 16, it said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in time of help, amen, in time of need, praise God, in time of need, help in time of need. And because of the things that we encounter, amen, that the enemy throws at of us, all of us, praise God, even during the time of our testing, amen, praise God. Sometimes we get bitter, angry, hatred comes into our hearts, and we want to blame God, not knowing that God is the one that produces the grace in order for us to obtain that mercy that's needed during the point of the things and the time that the enemy tries to put us on, into and on, in order to stop our progress and make us turn our back on God. So the Bible says in 1 Peter 5 and 10, it said, but the God of all grace, who had called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that we have suffered a while, make us perfect, establish us, strengthen us, and settle us. Amen. Praise God. We're going to go through something, saints, in this world, and it doesn't feel good. You don't have enjoyment in the midst of your test as well as the midst of the attacks that the enemy throws upon you, but because of God's grace, amen, we are established, amen, praise God, and we are protected, amen. Amen, praise God. And so I thank him, amen, for another year because he shared that grace with me and my family because he's a sovereign God, and he was there to help me make it through this year. A lot of us went through tragedy, amen, seeing our loved one destroyed, amen, jobs, homes lost, amen, and many other things that the enemy tried to place in our lives before this year was up. And we was not able to deal with it on that base, not knowing that God had given us grace, and we went on and began to murmur and complain. And it wasn't fair to God, nor was it fair to you. Amen. Praise God. And so I thank God for his mercy in that grace, that although I might be going through and I might experience a lot of things, amen, the enemy cannot overthrow me. The Bible says in Ephesians 1 and one, it said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. We have to be faithful in Christ Jesus. Although we might be experiencing things, even if at the end of the year, we have to be faithful, because that faith, amen, is going to help grace, amen, operate for us. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, God is a supernatural God, and he blesses us with spiritual blessings. He's not blessing us, amen, praise God, with the worldly system and how it operates and how it deals with us on a daily basis, where we have to be dependency upon the government and the world to support us. But these are supernatural blessings that he sent down from heaven according to the grace that he has purpose and the mercy, amen, praise God, and the measure of faith that he has purpose in our lives in order for us to be kept, amen, praise God. So it said, according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now, this grace that he has upon us, amen, praise God, is so powerful that even before the foundation of the world, he had already chosen us, blessed us, gave us that measure of faith, amen, so that, amen, we can go on, amen, and accomplish what is supposed to be for that year, praise God. Everything is circulated and operated on a yearly basis, although we are in time, praise God. As time passes by, amen, it brings in another day, another week, another year, a month. Amen, praise God, amen, a month, a year, praise God. So it is to accomplish whatever God has set by the blessings that he has bestowed upon us and measured out in that year's time. Amen, praise God. He told Abraham the following year, at that set time, Sarah would conceive. So God works with years, amen, in order us to accomplish and receive what we are to accomplish by his grace. And because of that, amen, praise God, if we're not acting right, if we're not doing right, we're not keeping the commandments of God, amen, it causes a setback in our lives, amen. And the year just go by and you never have accomplished or completed anything. The Bible says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus to himself according to the good pleasures of his will. We were predestined to receive certain things in this year before the year went out, amen. And then when the next year come in, it's set aside that we are predestined to receive the things that God has appointed us because he has grace upon our lives. Praise God. And all of these things literally are according to his good pleasure, his will to bless us, his will to keep us, his will to protect us, amen, his will to allow us to come before him, the throne of grace, amen. And then it said, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved. We are accepted in the beloved, who is God, because of this grace, amen, praise God. It was grace that brought us here this far, and grace that will lead us on. Remember when Noah was called forth, he was called forth and he was a preacher. He was also up under grace, amen, praise God, that in his time, in his day, in his season, in the years that he had to accomplish in this earth realm, he did the will of God. He started building up on an ark, amen, that would save nations, a group of people. And because, amen, they refused God, grace was not with them. So Noah obeyed God, and he saved 8 souls out of the things that God said would happen. It would be a great flood. Well, with us, amen, praise God, it doesn't matter if it's 1 soul, 10 souls, whatever God has purposed for that year, amen, praise God. You can work out God's perfect plan because his grace is upon your life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So Noah went on and built the ark. Amen. 8 souls were saved. And the thing about it, amen, his grace was with him. But also, Adam, amen, praise God, did not live to see the new world. Noah was the only one and his seed lived to see the new world because the other people had rebelled and they wouldn't believe God. When you believe God, God's grace will work it out for you throughout the year, saints. Listen to me now. I'm telling you something. It is not a good thing to suffer under the hands of Satan. And that's what I was trying to explain earlier, praise God. But it was a good thing, amen, praise God, that Jesus Christ was with us, even in the midst of our sufferings. Amen. So we know that the year is closing, but we have this thing, amen, before us to understand. Amen, praise God. In Romans 5 and 21, it says that as sin had reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, this grace that God's Son and God gave to us, amen, is established upon the principles that grace reigns. It rules over us through righteousness. That means, praise God, in this year, amen, in the years to come, we cannot live a raggedy life. We got to live a life of holiness, righteousness, and truth. Amen. Praise God. Abraham became the father of many nations because he stepped out in righteousness. He believed God for what God said he was to do and accomplish in this earth realm. Amen. The blessings came. He would be a father of many nations. Things begin to produce. Things begin to increase because of righteousness. Amen. And his faith, amen, stood out that whatever God said, I believe him. We don't want to doubt God. Amen. Praise God this coming year. The year closing, amen, at these very few minutes. Amen. We don't want to doubt God, but we want God to work in the grace that he's bestowed upon our lives. So next year, amen, we have that faith, that righteousness, that great reigning over us that, amen, we can accomplish something in the coming year. It won't be like this year closing. We can accomplish because of God's grace. Amen. His righteousness that will bring us into eternal life through Christ Jesus. Now, this grace that God has placed upon our lives will bring us into an eternal life by Jesus Christ, our Lord. Every year passes, amen, and a new year come in, God's grace and his unmerited favor is upon your life. It's how you deal with it. I have had such a battle with Satan, amen, just literally trying to take over my life and the ministry, don't want me to preach, don't want me to do anything, don't want me to serve the Lord. But because of God's grace, every time that devil would try to yoke me up, God will remind me that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church, the ministry that I have. Amen. The gates of hell is those governmental demonic oppressions, that spiritual wickedness in high places that try to rule over your life and overthrow you, putting stumbling blocks before you like they did the Israelites. Amen. Praise God. But as Balaam, amen, tried to literally cause harm to God's children and curse God's children, he could not do it because God restrained him. This grace, amen, will literally restrain the devil from overtaking you and causing your blessings to stop. If you stay with God in righteousness, you can't live a raggedy life. You can't compromise. You can't go out, amen, in the race and begin to cheat in the race, but you got to do it the right way. Every time something come up on you, call on the name of God who give us that grace to stand. Every time that you feel uncomfortable, call on the name of God who give you that grace that you can enter in boldly to, amen, the throne room, amen, and begin to make your supplications and requests made known to him, because he is the author and finisher of your faith. Let grace stand for you at the end of this year, because Jesus has given you that amount of grace that you will make it all the way through the years to come and into eternal life. Now, on the coming of New Year, praise God, I got another word, but this word stands sure, that if you don't stand in what God has stood for you, you won't make it. You got to have that grace working in your life, so you cannot reject the one that, amen, has called you forth. You cannot reject like those people back in Noah's time when God said he's going to send a flood. They rejected. They thought Noah was crazy, but Noah was under grace. God gave him so many years to build that ark. Amen. Him and his family, and that was appointed, the animals got in that ark, the clean and the unclean, and then he turned back around, caused the flood. Then after that, amen, he saved, amen, Noah, amen, and his seed. 8 people were saved. God is not calling you forth to win millions, but he's calling you forth to win the souls that he appointed for your life. Let grace abide through God's mercy and righteousness and truth, his holiness. Let him work grace for you. Amen. Have a wonderful end of the year. See you New Year's.